comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen.
Me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Fuck these Arabian motherfuckers, dude. First of all, I was in Finland trying to fly home. All I wanted was my little teeny bottle of whiskey. And now this London shit that you can't bring liquids on the fucking flight. Liquids.
Don't they serve liquids on the plane?
They think that they're going to put cyanide in the liquids or some shit. I'm like, bitch, would I put liquid in this fucking whiskey, dude? I was trying to drink it, and you're going to take it away from me? I just bought it at the duty-free shop.
Duty-free.
In the airport. They sold me the bottle of liquor in the airport, and then they took it away from me at the gate.
I love when they say duty-free with a straight face.
I just spent 40 euros on a fucking bottle of whiskey in the airport, and then they take it away from me at the airport. Fucking stupid. Can you think anything more dumb than that? Then I just sit next to the Vietnamese family, what, like baby crying. There's nothing worse than a baby crying on a flight with no whiskey, dude.
Oh, man, that is tough.
It is tough.
That was so tough.
So miserable. I had these pills that said, like, take for long plane flights.
Take if baby's freaking
shut the baby
down.
Up pill.
If baby doesn't know how to shut the fuck up, take this and you'll be happy.
This baby's pissing me the fuck off.
Get me out of here.
I did. I was numb, but I was awake, and then I ate this vegetarian pizza.
Yeah, Oz is the sound effects board.
Fuck Oz, dude.
I love it.
No, first of all, Oz had sex with this hot... No, he didn't have sex.
Oh, come on.
He brought this hot-ass girl home last night.
Dude, I don't even know why I told you this.
Yeah.
Oz brought this hot-ass girl home.
Yeah, why did
he doesn't even ask to take her clothes off. She just rips her clothes off and lays in the turret, right there in the turret.
Oh.
And then she's like, you could fuck me, but I insist you have a condom. So he puts on the condom and comes. And that was the end of the sex. There was no more. What a fucking pussy.
I made her
dude.
Sign a confidentiality agreement.
So what, does she hate you now or what? Is she willing to give it a second
chance? I talked to her again.
And then what happened?
She didn't care.
Come on,
she was
dude.
Bummed, but I mean,
you
I was like,
raging fucking whore ass sex, and you blew it.
Yeah, I blew it. I sure did.
Right in the condom with no pussy.
Yeah, went in the condom.
That sucks so bad.
Show Oz.
What are you showing me?
Yeah, well, if you
you're obsessed with Mad Magazine,
dude,
Deco.
If you didn't see Mad Magazine this month.
Oh, by the way, we're in Westchester with Deco and Oz and Missy and her sister, which I'm going to talk to in a few minutes.
Bill Clinton. Pictures.
I'm looking at him. Oh, he's like doing the Costanza.
I just did a radio show at 7 in the morning. I never wake up at 7 in the morning. I went to WYSP.
You went to WMMR.
Yeah, dickhead, because you didn't text me the directions. So,
yeah, dickhead.
I went to media. Yeah. I went to the Granite Run Mall at the old Y100, realized that they moved a long time ago. Then I went to Conshohocken, realized that they moved a long time ago. Then I went to... was it Park Avenue?
Park Avenue.
City Avenue.
Yeah. No, City Avenue.
Kitty City.
And you know what? I showed Missy the directions. I showed her that I sent it, right?
Yes.
You saw that it was confirmed.
Yeah.
Fucking text
confirmed.
Messaging, dude.
I had to call my mom. She was like, yeah, one Bala Plaza. I was like, what the fuck?
One Bala Plaza.
There's just one?
Yeah, so that was
so
not
I go
my fault.
There, I do an interview, which was great, and then Pierre Robert comes up, and he's like, ask me about my tattoos. And Andy McCoy and me had an inside joke in Finland because Yana Villa's girlfriend from him was like,
Break Yana?
Yeah. Her name is Yana. And she told Andy McCoy from Hand of the Rock, she's like, Bam and Villa hooked up the other night. And then he's like, you're a fucking faggot. And I'm just like, I'm a North Philly faggot. And then he drew a picture of a North Philly faggot. We laughed so bad about it.
That's what's on your arm?
I got North Philly faggot.
Yeah, he got a dick, but a tattoo.
It says Glores, which is all the way in Spanish. So I told Pierre Robert, and he's just like, that's what you like to do? You like to bust on fags? I'm like, dude, I have a lot of gay friends, dude. Like, whatever. He's like, so, like, what if you had something against black people? Would you get a nigger tattoo? I'm like, sure. I'd get one. I don't give a fuck. You know?
And I can't believe he said that to you.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, that's what he said. And I was like, I get a fucking nigger tattoo. And you know what? And if you had something to say about it, I hope it's negative, because I like people talking about negative shit just as long as you're talking. You know what I mean? And then he just walked away.
Man.
He had nothing to say.
And what did he say then?
A lot of people have nothing to say these days. I pulled up in the Lamborghini at Fairman's.
That's a crime.
Just yesterday. No. And I pull up the car, and then these dudes in the truck come by my age, and they're just like, fucking faggot, and then they pull up. They stop the stop sign.
Truck?
It's a red light. And I have enough time to go over and talk to him. I'm like, fucking faggot. Well, I fucked your girlfriend this morning, so wouldn't that make me bisexual? Stay jealous. I say, stay jealous, and they had nothing to fucking say. How come everybody has something jealous to say, and then they have no comeback whatsoever, dude?
It's always faggot, too.
Yeah, the only thing you say is faggot.
They don't expect you to say anything. They think they can say whatever the fuck they want, and then they walk away.
Well, tell me the proper comeback was, well, faggot. Well, I fucked your girlfriend this morning, so wouldn't that make me a bisexual?
I think
stay jealous.
I think the stay jealous is the best.
She has tits and a dick.
Stay jealous with my fist up in the air.
Yeah.
Come back to that right now.
You can't.
Yeah.
It's a record skipping, and you just got dogged straight the fuck up.
What's your comeback?
If you have a comeback,
I don't know,
Dika, you're
naturally
brilliant. What's your comeback to that? You never say that.
I'll suck your dick.
How about a freebie?
I picked up a faggot by your house one day.
What are you talking about?
Somebody threw out a bundle of sticks, and it was like roped up, and I was like, that's a faggot, and I'm going to burn it, and I put it in the back of the problem.
Faggots don't live around here, though.
But an actual faggot's a bundle of
sticks.
Yeah,
Up Vincent's down there. They have faggot night.
Up Vincent's down.
There's a bar in Westchester called Vincent's, and if you look at the side, it says up in red and then down in red, and then in the middle it says Vincent's.
Up, down, Vincent.
Yeah, but it looks like up, Vincent's down.
Or
and
Vincent's up, down.
Every Wednesday or Monday or some shit. Either way, I'm going to both nights.
I want you to build a fair out back. Big carousel with dudes instead of horses like this. So you have to ride like up and down.
Yeah, we should start doing shit like that and maybe make a CKY 5.
Yeah, but make a carousel.
Well, not a CKY 5, but something like it. Kind of just being really obnoxious. Like, I just fishtailed the limousine in the pool the other day.
Yeah, so I didn't see it.
I mean, that's perfectly good footage for a CKY 5.
But don't call it that.
I'll call it Weekend at Bam.
Weekend at Burger. Like,
that was a good day. That was a good day.
It was a good day. And today's a good day, too. Because I had to figure out what I was going to do with myself after being awake at 7 in the morning. I was like, I'm going to go to the cigar shop. Have a few transfusions with my buddy.
Blow some smoke.
Yeah, and then I did, and now here I am. So fuck you if you have something to say about it. Any fans out there, suck my fucking dick, dude. If you were ever trying to be sober and you didn't want to be, well, this song is going to change your mind, because as soon as you hear Lizzie say, wah, then you're going to go, I'm drinking. This is Bane's Agenda, track one.
Party. We'll be right back.
nature of this program.
You need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone?
I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
That was Bane's Agenda, and if you look up filthynote.com, that is my record label, which comes out October 24th, and they have the most rocking album I've heard in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It sounds like a Night Train from Guns N' Roses.
I'm on
like
a what? Night Train!
One time I turned in a paper for guitar. I wrote his paper in high school, and at the end I just wrote all the lyrics. It was like, blah, 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 because I'm on the Night Train. I wrote it all, and he's read it, got off his own, and still turned it in because he had no...
Yeah, didn't Tim Moore's fucking mom shit her ass or something? And then,
what? I know exactly what you're talking about. It's Jim's mom sent the dog shit on
she
Tim's
shit
front
her
step.
Ass.
On Tim Lewis' front step. Please
Tim's brother,
tell me in full detail about what happened.
Oh, this is good. All right. My friend has this younger brother and his dog. He's supposed to walk at this like little dog. But he's too lazy, so he just opened the front door and let it out front and shit right on the doorstep, and they let it back in. And my other buddy's mom drove over, and she didn't have shoes on. She just was looking for him, and he had already left. So she walked up and knocked on the door, blah, 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 and they're like, no, no, he ain't here. And she left, but a little while went by, and he still saw her car out front. He's like, what's her car still doing there? And then he looked out. He just saw her wiping her bare foot in the grass and was like, what the fuck is she doing? And then when he looked down, he just saw a footprint in a dog pile.
She had shit in between her toes. She walked up to the house in her bare feet.
I never brought it up to her. I should bring it up to her.
She's probably like, let's bring it up to her, dude. What can it hurt? What's she going to do? Be mad at us, dude?
No, she'll laugh at us.
Like, go ahead and be mad at us. You're the one who stepped in shit. Your bare feet, fucking idiot.
It's just funny how it was added up. Like,
like if you want to be fucking mad at us, like, go ahead, wind up being angry at us. We're the one who's laughing. We're the one who has the fucking upper hand,
you
bitch.
Poop between your toes.
Yeah, poop between your shoulders.
Superman sucks so bad.
Here's the thing that sucks.
Sucks so bad.
Dico, I went to Goosecock yesterday to order a salad because it was noon.
Oh, just some flies. Did you have any?
There was flies inside, but there wasn't flies outside.
Where?
At Goosecock.
What the hell's Goosecock?
Shut up.
Yeah, we know.
It started to pour down rain, and the Lamborghini doesn't have a roof. Like, it officially doesn't have a roof. So it started to pour. The first place I had to go was to Missy's parents' house, so we skidded there at 90 miles an hour.
Good God.
I went 90 miles an hour through a suburban neighborhood, and Jessica, who's here right now, which is Missy's sister, is here right now. Say hello, bitch.
Hello.
And so we had nothing to do at your house because we had to wait for the rain to die down after 3 hours.
Play Nintendo?
Well, no, there was two movies, and it was fucking Three Men and a Baby, and then Herbie Fully Fucking Loaded.
Gotta go with Three
Men. I didn't want to watch either of those, so then I started, I went into Jessica's room, I started sifting through her bags and stuff, and is what I noticed was all these sexy panties, and don't you work at Victoria's Secret?
I used to.
Would you steal shit or something? Did you steal all the shit?
No.
Just trying them on.
Yeah, you did. You were just trying them on. And Jessica is now dating Casey Wasey, which is Oz, who lives at the house, is Casey Wasey's good friend. And is all we need to know. We already know that you fucked, but we want to know if you ate your ass.
Yes!
Jesus! Oh, God.
Full spread.
Oh, God. Full spread, Jessica.
I don't know what to say.
It's a yes or no question.
Yeah, it's a simple fucking yes or no question. You know the answer?
That's a yes.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Brandon Walsh.
Ashley? So did Casey Wasey eat her ass out or what? Definitely.
Chalk it.
Chalk it.
And now I need to get to another subject.
Superman.
Which is,
why were you looking through my underwear bags anyway, creeper?
I was fucking bored. Me and Missy were just going through.
How did you venture into my room looking through my
panties? We didn't know what else to do. It was like 3 hours. We're like, what are we going to do? And Missy's like, Missy's like, dude, she went to California like 10 days ago. Her bag isn't even unpacked. I'm like, well, let's go.
You were
go
in my room last year throwing my clothes into the goddamn pool, too.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Thanks a lot.
Because you were
and you broke my door down.
You were a bitch, dude. You took Missy's fucking cell phone, dude. I'll call you out on it.
Good.
You'll never do that to my girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's my sister.
Yeah, I don't care. You could try to be a bitch.
Well, we were arguing.
I'll be a bitch to you back. I'll fucking sledgehammer your door down and throw all your clothes in the fucking
pool. I'll fucking punch in the face.
Well, you can.
Got it.
I want you to.
All right,
I don't
let me punch right now.
Go ahead. No, you can, though.
Ooh.
But, like, if you're going to be a bitch to Missy, dude, I'll throw your clothes in the pool. All of them.
She's not a bitch anymore, though.
Yeah.
Because I threw her fucking clothes in the pool.
Oh, so you threw the clothes in the pool and we made up?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
And guess what? It crashed her car.
You know what? You realize that you were being a bitch and you were like, you know what? All my clothes are in the pool. I'm going to kill somebody. And then you're like, you know what? Bam did it. And maybe I should think about it.
No, I'm mad that Dirty Novak was in my room touching all my clothes.
It was me. Missy didn't want to tell your mom that because she wanted Missy's mom to be on the good side. But
big footprints on my door.
I took the motherfucking sledgehammer. I sledgehammered your door down. I took all your clothes and threw them in the fucking pool, dude.
I fished them out at 3 in the morning.
No one takes my girlfriend's cell phone and then fucking throws it away.
I didn't take it. I changed her PIN code.
Yeah, well,
so she couldn't check any of her voicemails.
That doesn't happen with my woman.
Well, it did.
Yeah, and that's why your clothes wound up in the pool, and then they got dyed by chlorine, and now you look like shit.
Not anymore. I'm not.
You look like shit.
No, you look pretty though.
Thank you.
Hey, I got.
What the fuck is going on?
You look like shit. No,
I said Joe Montana.
But no, you had to take Missy's place in the wedding, didn't you?
Yep.
Half the reason was Missy didn't want to go to the wedding because the bridesmaid's dress was so fucking ugly. And plus, I wanted to get pussy because I went to Australia for so long. And I was in California. I was like, dude, I need to fuck somebody because I'm sick of fucking jacking off. So I was like, Missy, you need to fly in right now because if you go to that wedding, you're going to ruin all.
And guess what? Everybody hunted me down. Listen, now that Missy's really not here, let me know. Tell us what's wrong. What's wrong? I'm like,
what's wrong? Oh, really? They wanted to know?
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell them that I just wanted to get pussy?
First priority.
Personal.
How'd you look in that dress?
Oh, horrible.
It was hot pink. Like blinding pink, but.
Wasn't everyone calling you Missy?
Did you feel ugly or what? Because yeah. Missy hated it so much.
It's pretty bad. Oh yeah, and my uncle was like,
let me see you hide it.
Whoa, you're putting that up and taking those fake tattoos off you put on your chest.
Right? You went to your grave. Oh yeah, you can't even tell.
Mm-mm.
She has a nose ring in the middle of her nose, and she keeps tucking it up whenever she visits her grandparents. And then when she woke up in the morning,
oh my god,
she forgot that it was out.
What's in your nose, Jessica?
And then what'd you say?
It's fake, and I flipped it up, and then she was just like, all right, come have some bagels and wax.
Do you think she's stupid, or do you really think she knows what's up and she's just not talking about it?
No, because it's bizarre. She wouldn't think that it was real. I just, like, shoved it up my nose.
Dude, old people are fucking so stupid.
She's
they
crazy.
They forget everything.
Oh, man, it's hard.
She told us how many times she has to go in and out of the garage to get this, to come back into the kitchen, to go up here, to go there. She's crazy.
Yeah, I went to Ape and Phil's house for a little barbecue. They invited their parents, you know, so mom and pop-up are there, and they're just like, so we heard Shitbirds has been, like, drinking a lot. I'm like, drinking a lot? He's been smoking weed every day? And fucking, you know, I just told him straight up. They thought I was kidding. I'm like, mom, I'm not kidding. He smokes weed every day. You know, and they're
you
just
rattled
like,
him out.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted the reaction point. And they're just like, you can't be serious. I'm like, oh, I'm serious. I live with the guy. He smokes weed every single fucking day. I see it. I smell it. I have it. You could come over to my house. I could show you the weed. And then he started growing it in the backyard. I was like, this can't happen.
Oh, God. There's crazy neighbors.
I know. He didn't even tell me that. Like, I'd be the one in big trouble. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know Deco?
Mm-hmm. Look at that Street Fighter Alpha.
Yeah, I thought you calmed down on the greenery.
Yeah, that's right.
You weren't last night. You were smoking on the parking garage talking to police officers.
That's what I led you to believe.
Scoping out his sire. What happened? Because
that seat of Monroe.
You made such a weird phone
Earth.
Call. You're like, I'm like, meet me at Coyote on the roof. You're like,
I was waving to you.
You're like, I'll be there in 10 minutes. I'm pretty close. I'm by cheese. Yeah, dude, whatever. And then you'd wind up in the parking garage, show up 2 hours late.
What happened to all the fun we used to have?
You showing up at the parking garage. I was trying to have fun. I was sitting there sipping on a beer waiting for you.
I was looking at you the whole time. Creep.
That's a creep move.
No, that's a good move.
I could see you from the roof of the parking garage. We were flicking lighters to see if we could see each other by binoculars.
You didn't flick shit.
I flicked the lighter.
That was Dennis.
That was me, motherfucker. I was right next to his ass.
Well, what are you going to do?
What were you doing up there?
Looking at things.
You were smoking weed.
No, I was looking at the way...
smoking weed.
The weed taste.
Looking at the way it tastes.
And then the cops came up and they're like, what are you guys doing, smoking weed? And then he's like,
no, I was like, look, that used to be Woolworths.
Yeah.
And that used to be Turks Head Inn. And that used to be that. And that all sucked.
The cop loved,
Iron Hill ruined it.
The cop loved that you knew what everything used to be about Westchester, and he appreciated that, and he let him go about how stoned he was.
Nah.
No, that's the truth.
No.
How long were you up there for?
3 days. Three of them.
I know. I was supposed to meet you at Iron Hill for a fucking meeting.
Fuck Iron Hill. How can you bear that place?
Well, I don't care. Just as long as it's outdoors and they serve beer.
Fuck,
man.
They don't serve beer, buddy. That ain't beer. That ain't beer.
What is it?
Shit. Well, sucks.
Can I at least have a Long Island iced tea or something?
No, don't even waste your time.
Like, all I wanted to do was have a sip of liquid. You're like, let's walk around the block.
Let's get the
like,
fuck out of there.
Why do you want to walk around the block? You're like, I can't show you these piece of papers while we're walking by. Let's go to the parking garage then. Parking garage? They don't even serve beer at the parking garage.
Yeah, but it sucks. You had a yap, with the same old.
Does everybody try to talk to you or something?
Everybody talks to everybody.
Well, time that shit by 8, and that's me.
I know. How can you want me to go in there?
Oh, dude, believe me, it's hard to deal with people.
I can't believe you haven't gotten a fake mustache or nose yet.
Yo, Ben,
I'll put it on you. I get your wig.
Here's the famous thing. Yo, Bam, dude, I don't want to be that guy, but, like, I don't want to be that guy to say, like, can I get an autograph? But can I get an autograph and then you call my cell phone, talk to my nephew, and then take a photo with me?
Like, dude, Jack,
yeah, I don't want to be that guy. You're being that guy, you fucking dick-headed fucking asshole.
Do jackass for me, Bam. Just one.
Yeah, you're ruining the flow of my day.
Do something. Now talk on the phone for me.
Yeah, now talk on the phone, say what's up.
It can be such a lie.
Like, I don't want to say what's up to your fucking nephew. Here's the phone call always. Hello? Yo, what's up? It's Bam.
No, it ain't.
All right, it's not. Bye.
Later.
Fuck you, dude. I don't fucking give a fucking shit.
I like when kids get mad when they come to buy you a shot and they don't know that you've already done like 20 and you're like, dude, I can't do another one. They're like, come on, man. You like Bam. Like, you can do a shot. Like,
yeah,
I just had 30 of them.
Seriously.
Oh, just do a fucking shot.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, like, I want to have shots with my buddies. Like, I haven't seen Deco in a while. I want to have a tequila shot with Deco.
Fucking
I don't want to have a fucking tequila shot with some random stranger that's going to make me throw up. Then Missy's going to have to fucking take care of me. And then she's going to be like, you're a piece of shit last night, baby. You're no shit, bub.
I'll tell you what, one time this kid was like, it's my 21st birthday. I bought him a shot. He ran out of 15 North throwing all over
it. Launch pad.
That was the best shot I ever bought anyway.
The best is when they're at the bar and they take a shot and they can't hold it and they put their hand up and they still
puke. You ever see Rake puke?
Through their hands.
Rake pukes in his mouth. It squirts between his fangs and he holds it there like... It's like drizzling down his chin, dude. Like melted cheese.
Is that why his teeth are so gross?
No, he like, just doesn't brush them.
Why are you going to try to catch
why
your puke?
It takes 2 minutes to brush your teeth.
You know what Ron said? He was like, he can beat that, man. But he can beat it. Like, he can really fight it.
Like Rake, just brush your fucking teeth.
He brushes them now. Yeah, he brushes them now.
Yeah, he brushes them now.
But I don't understand why kids try to catch their puke when they're puking. They, like, literally, like...
Oh, why? Dude, I've been in poor shape these days, dude. I went to Finland. I didn't come back. Missy thought I was coming back fucking 2 days ago. It was supposed to be a 3-day trip. I spent 6 days there. So I spent 2 extra days there, like, all by myself, all lonely and shit. And she never came out, so this song's out to her. This is Babylon Rockets, Gemini 5, Ray Bam, she's 28, fuck.
This is the police, so lonely.
In the whole history of man, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world.
Black star. All the things you never see.
Yo, what's up? You really gotta check out this Man magazine this week, man. Bill Clinton, he's got these hot dogs, the way it drips right off, that shit is so tight. You don't even care about the carpet in the Oval Office. Then putting the train in this tunnel, you know what he means. And they're filling up with gas and squirting malarial care across the room. Yeah, you know, you really gotta look at Man magazine. And I saw Superman, the movie, and the airplane.
Is the Superman really gay?
You wanna see when Superman gets stabbed by his kryptonite crystal and rolls around like he's blowing a load in his pan? And he rolls around for like 30 minutes on the ground.
Is it a sexy stupid move or is it a gay move?
It's the gayest move I've ever seen. But the best part about Superman the movie is this airplane's going crazy, going to wipe out, and this bag flies out of the overhead, hits this old man in the head.
Think they're going to make the $300 million back that they already spent?
I hope they die. It talks so bad.
What the fuck is this, babe? I got a paper hanging in front of my face. What is it? Yeah, what about it?
Yo, Oz, what's up? What up, boy? How you do, Oz?
Some Panacea, some Swisher Sweets, and a packet of Listerine.
Swisher Sweets.
Yo, Deco, hey. Back in high school, didn't you used to rent movies, and then they'd rip the fucking...
I told you about that.
Yeah. You know... Yeah. Casey, you know how you rip the fucking
tab.
The tab off the cassette tapes and then
and then you can't record it?
He would put tape over it. He would rent workout tapes. Him and Tim would work out naked and shit and then return the fucking movie. He would return the movie back and then they get no phone call about what happened.
The story started correctly. It just didn't end correctly.
You weren't naked.
Somebody was naked.
Oh yeah, we were naked. I'm getting forced to say.
Like, oh, this is the best part. The best part's coming up. That cut.
No, we just
take jumping jacks.
Yeah, we did.
You can't do that anymore with the DVDs.
I love how Deco just takes the time out of the day. Like, so what are you gonna do today? Well, I'm gonna go to fucking LA Video and I'm gonna rent some
live video.
I'm gonna go to workout tapes and re-record the workout tapes to make me working out with fucking my fat buddies.
No. You ever go to movies?
That's what it was.
Video up that.
Then it was movies.
Because the E's burned out.
Video up that.
And there was West Coast video.
It was
video.
Supposed to be video update, but the E burned out at the end.
Be kind, rewind. Yeah, boy. Be kind, rewind. Nice price. I better buy it.
Yo, why don't you fucking rent like a hot, sexy lesbo porn at LA Video, then put the tape over the thing, and then film a faggot fucking each other, and then give it back. All homemade. Like a homemade video with poor lighting.
Just blowing a log right on the lens of the cat.
Like, just coming right on a dick.
I like a dog.
Yeah, just
that's horrible.
Just have somebody come right on a dick and then just record over it with that. Like some guy's like, yeah, Lizzie porn. Then they fucking pop it in. There's some dude coming on it.
Who did that?
That was Oswald. Oz is drinking a 40.
That's a sound. That's the sound Superman makes when he gets stabbed by that grizzly.
Speaking of grizzly.
What?
Grizzly man. I can't get enough of that dude.
Oh, yeah.
That dude.
That's a big bear. That's a big bear.
That is a big, big, surly bear.
You probably don't even look cool doing this.
I told you what I told Dennis and what he said. I told him the reason he got eaten by the bear is because he was putting, like, little clown hats and, like, clown pants on him. And everybody went along with the story. He went into work and was like, man, I can't believe he was trying to put, like, pants on that guy. And they were like, what the fuck are you talking?
He's throwing a party.
When was the last time anybody has been to McDonald's?
Probably McDonald's for recent
last week.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago.
Well, I haven't been there in a year, and I decided
a year. It's good. No longer are the burgers looking like they got sat on by Grimace before you get them. They're all fluffy like the picture. They look like the picture now, and they're way better than most restaurants around here. Well, fucking.
This cheap motherfucker was in front of me, and he's like, you ripped me off. He tells the clerk, he's like, you ripped me off 27 cents, and I could prove it because I ordered this meal and this meal and then this Happy Meal, and then 27 cents shows, and it took 4 minutes. I'm sitting there waiting, listening to this asshole. I'm like, listen, fuckface, I'll give you your 27 cents. I'll give you 27 cents. Just get the fuck out of here. He's like, it's not about the fucking money. It's the principle of the thing. I'm like, he's like, if they ripped everybody off for 1 year, they would probably make $100,000. I'm like, listen,
more than that. They serve $1 million every day.
I'm hungry and I'm late, motherfucker. So I don't care about your 27 cents. If you shove it up your pussy ass, get out of here.
Later.
27. That's like the bar. Remember I was telling you about
27
the
cents? That is that even worth arguing if you're the brokest motherfucker on earth?
No. You could go out in the parking lot and find 27 cents.
You could find a bag of weed outside of Burger King and not smoke it because it might be weird.
That's like the, the dude at the bar I was telling you about. Like, this dude goes up to the bar, pays his tab. It's like $13. And there's this girl just sitting there. And he comes to sign it. She's looking and he puts like $3. She flips out on him. For $3.
Dico, can you tell me about Rake's shit-stained sex last night?
Rake's shit-stained what?
Sex. His shit-stained sex. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Who cares? He probably ain't listening. Just say it.
He has some shit-stained sex.
No, for real. Tell the real story.
What, about his shitty underwear?
No, when he had that sex with that girl in the toilet. And then she...
The poop smear?
So tell him.
Yeah, dude.
Did you have sex in the men's room?
Just tell the fucking story.
I was having sex in the men's room, but in order to, I guess, to
what
really...
men's room? I want to know everything.
Woolworth's men's room.
And keep going. And keep going.
For some reason, sitting on the toilet to have sex, I guess he felt like he kind of had to sit on the toilet, so he just pulled his pants down without his underwear.
Was it lit up or down?
The lid was up. But... But he shit all over his fucking underwear. He's got fucking shit stain. I can't find anything.
Yes, you can, Tom.
All right, fine. Let's go.
He get fudged his jockeys.
So one night deep down, Tab is pretty nice sex.
What did the girl say? I want to know.
What's
smell? Dang, Daddy, what's that smell?
If you ask what smells while you're doing it in the men's room,
oh, dude, it's so not sexy if a girl has to say what smell while you're fucking, dude.
Brendan,
it sucks so bad.
Brendan went in the woman's room by accident, was taking a shit, and realized he went and took a shit.
Where,
and then,
the King of Prussia Mall?
No, at TGI Fridays. And realized he was in the woman's room with some lady came in when her kid was like, instead of just shutting up and finishing and getting out of there, he was like, am I in the ladies' room? And asked her in the lady.
So what did she say?
Either that or I'm in the men's room.
So whatever happened?
He just said, oh man, and blew it apart and left. He just told on us.
That sucks. Yo, it's totally illegal to go in the ladies' room, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he didn't want to go.
yeah, but like, tell that to the police, man. I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't know what you say.
Yo, when I was sipping on a beer on the airplane, I realized how cool of a song this is, and it's fucking live. This is him with Your Sweet 666, year 2000. This is in Denmark, Midfin Festival, Radio Bank, Series 28. Oh.
Terminator 3.
Yeah. I've lost my faith in you. Waiting for your call. Time for it to take your 666 in my heart. Right here is this heart. Looking for your touch. And I welcome your sweet 666 in my heart. Right here is this heart of mine. Heart of mine. Yeah. For how long we have to wait? For this life is fading so slowly. No, it's too late. It's all my casual way. Waiting for your call. And I'm ready to take your 666 to my heart. I'm looking for your touch. And I welcome your sweet 666 to my heart. I'm ready to take your 666 in my heart. Ready for your touch, and I welcome your sweet 666 in my heart. Right here in my heart. Ooh, my heart. Right here in my heart.
Right now. Oh.
Stop. Your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Yo, this Casey.
Go. Macy.
This Macy. Macy's. I took over Strawbridge. I'm going to take you over now. Go to filthynote.com. You know what I mean? Filthy. You know how to spell that? Filthy. F-I. Filthycom.com. Yeah, Oswald.
Yeah.
I need some muscle to help me move some of these pine trees out. You want to do that?
I'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
Missy, what's this bone that you have to pick? It's your friend, Elaine.
Another former friend.
We can't say her last name.
No, just Elaine.
What? So,
There's not that many
Elaine's. You met somebody who was like, hey, I know Elaine, and she was talking shit on you?
I met a girl last night that was like, oh, you're Missy? Oh, Elaine told me all about you. I'm like,
and
yeah.
What's all about you?
She said it was evil things that she'd rather not repeat.
Would you fuck all these dudes or something?
No, I didn't do shit to her.
Did she have short blonde hair?
Elaine, no, she has long dark hair.
Who
she looks like Angelina Jolie.
Who was arguing with you guys in the stairwell when we left?
That's the girl. Her name's Kate.
She was talking to you.
I haven't talked to Elaine in
that's
over
why you can't
a year.
Around.
So what's Elaine's problem?
Elaine and I were like the bestest friends ever for all through high school and college, and then
didn't you eat her out one time?
Sorry, Jess. Anyway,
didn't you eat her out one time, or did she eat you out, or both?
I don't want to talk about that right now.
Well, I want to, and the listeners definitely want to know about it.
I'd like to hear.
There's no listeners.
Just say yes or no.
My fucking sister's here. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you're
it.
The one who fucking invited her, Mom.
You invited her. You wanted to talk to her about eating ass out.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so I've
found out the answer about that. Now she's embarrassed. Now why don't you be embarrassed?
Yeah.
So you asked the answer?
Mm-hmm.
Was it fun?
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it again?
No. She's a fucking bitch. I want anybody out there who knows Elaine, who looks like Angelina, and she's a little bit nutty, you definitely know it's the right Elaine.
Well, Angelina's nutty as well.
Huh?
The
I know.
The actual Angelina's
no,
she's nutty.
She's
all
beautiful.
Nuts.
She's as pretty as Angelina.
Crazy.
But she's nuts, and I want to talk to her because I want answers.
Yeah, she's a sex addict, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She humped the Jaramillo dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the construction worker.
Mm-hmm.
At the apartment complex.
But, like, when I was going out with my ex, she wouldn't even talk to me because she thought he was, like, weird and older and, like, creepy. And then, like, I left him on Thursday, and by Saturday, she was spending the weekend at his house. So we haven't talked since. And then I find out she's saying all these evil things about me.
So what'd she say?
I don't know. The girl wouldn't even repeat it.
Because it's so horrible?
Apparently.
Find her on MySpace. She's probably on there.
Why is Shitbird so fucking addicted to MySpace?
I have no idea, but he like...
Shitbird's like that?
Yeah, from like...
Dude, Shitbird, like he's not even friends with Rich Voss anymore because he's too busy being on MySpace.
Making friends with the girl at Burger
King. Too old to be on MySpace, man.
Yeah, Shitbird is how old?
Dude, I have to be like 35.
38. And he kept inviting this 18-year-old over named Smashley.
No more.
And then that was horrible.
We found out Smashley was like addicted to heroin or something. Or
yeah.
What?
She used to sniff heroin.
Yeah, well, she
would steal stuff to support her habit. I'm like, oh, that's great.
Well,
that
she has a pretty hot body, though. She was naked in the fucking pool.
She's a slut.
She's horrible.
Sluts are fun to be around, babe.
For Matt.
She's obsessed with you,
for
babe.
Matt.
She is. I know. It's the weirdest thing ever.
Babe, okay. I have nice girls coming over. Let's have a party. No one would show up. I was like, hey, dudes, I have fucking sluts all over the house. They'd come over in a fucking heartbeat.
Fine, sluts can come over, but don't expect me
sluts
to be nice.
Sluts are rad.
I'll be nice to the nice girls.
Be nice to sluts.
Dude. I don't want to be nice to sluts.
They get my fucking friends laid, man.
They come and they go so quickly, I shouldn't
no
even
shit,
bother being nice.
No shit, that's the whole point. Be nice while they're around.
I don't want to.
You have to.
I don't. I wasn't.
Well, then there's the door.
Bye.
Bye. Seriously, bye.
See you, bye.
Seriously, bye.
See you, bye.
Babe, I'm going to have sluts over the house.
There's sluts here all the time.
Yeah,
me up.
And you better be nice to them.
Well, I don't, dump my drink on their head, but I'm not going to ask them if they want to have a sleepover party.
If you're that girl
I'm on there.
That's rude to the sluts that come over, like, oh, God, more sluts, they're going to feel uncomfortable.
I'm borderline rude.
Then you're... Just be nice the whole time.
It'll okay, I'll be nice,
better.
But officially
my
to any slut whoever shows up here, it's fake. I don't like you, but I'll pretend to be
whatever.
Nice.
They're sluts. They don't listen to the radio. All I know is that I've six people that live here that are looking for pussy 24/7.
Right.
So if I have sluts showing up at the house, showing up naked in the hot tub and pool, and then you come outside and ruin it all.
I didn't ruin it. I went up to my room and I shut the door.
Ruined. I'm saying don't ruin it.
I won't.
Well, be
did
nice.
You see the picture of Matt with his right, whole hand in our ass?
Be fake nice to them, then. Be fake nice to them.
I'll be fake nice.
All right, pinky swear.
I pinky swear. But it's totally fake. I think that they're, like, big sluts, and I hate them.
All right, fake be nice to them, then.
Okay.
Just so long as my friends get pussy.
Yeah, I want them to.
All right, well, they will if you be nice.
I will.
Sweet.
Deal.
Done.
Keegan, what are you doing, please?
I'm looking at these Bill Clinton pictures still.
What's your obsession?
It's just so... My magazine's so good. I got yelled at the bookstore because I was like, there's no movies. There's no books better than a movie. How can that be? They were like, you don't read? I was like, I read Man Magazine. That's about it. Yeah, whatever. Funny to me.
Yo, isn't the Brandywine Eel sleeping with a married woman?
Mm-hmm.
Brandywine Eel?
Yeah.
Really?
He is.
There are eels in the Brandywine.
Full blown.
You know what, Oz? I don't think that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
If you're the guy, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, shame on the girl.
Okay.
But everybody's just like, dude, you sleep with a married woman? That's fucked up. No. Fuck up for the married woman.
She's
I never met the
him.
Husband. I don't give two shits. All I know is that this bitch is hot and she's married. I won't fuck her. You know?
She's sleeping with him.
So, like, shame on her, not shame on the guy. Like, if the husband found out, I'm going to fuck his ass up. Why would you want to fuck his ass up? You should fuck her ass up. She's the one who made it
happen. Because that's the way of the world.
Yeah, well, the way of the world is dumb. Babe, seriously. Like, if I went
on... No, I agree.
If I went on and cheated on you, you should slap me. You should slap the girl. The girl has never met you.
I would slap everybody involved.
No, that's dumb.
Well, makes good thing no that won't ever happen.
Time. Like the girl would be like, why you slap me? I never even met you. I just known him.
I'd probably slap you and then kill her. Because I'd want you to stick around.
Yeah, but, like, beat me up, you know? Like,
I would.
The girl would have nothing.
You could go out the bar and meet some girl and she'll, like, oh, I'm single. And the next day you get, like, some dude come to your door that beats your ass. And you're like, what did I do? You hooked up with my girlfriend. Well, she never told me. It's like, it always happens.
Yeah, so
that way.
Jessica, who do you like? Do you like Steve or do you like Chase?
Shut
Wade?
Up.
No, seriously.
What?
Because, like, you're like switching dicks all day long,
shut
dude.
Shut the fuck up. No, I
pick
don't.
Pick a dick and go with it, dude.
I like Chase.
Well, you didn't like him fucking 20 minutes ago.
Musical dicks.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you're on musical dicks right now, dude.
Shut up.
No, for real. No, I'm going to call you.
I heard there was trouble going on.
Hey, don't
Matt's
be...
Matt's talking.
Hey, Jessica, don't be friends with me if you want to do shit like that, because I'm going to call you out. If you're playing musical dicks, I'm gonna call you.
I don't like Steve. I like Chase. Chase
Are you
is
sure
a nice
about
guy.
That?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what happened 2 weeks ago?
What did happen 2 weeks ago?
So I'm asking. Don't take your toe and rub my toe, dude. The radio listeners can't feel toe-ness.
What are you talking about?
Toe job. You getting a toe job over there?
I just wanted to 50% call you out. Now I've done my deed.
Okay.
And I'm proud of it.
Now I can't take straight edgeness.
Oh, straight edge.
They're miserable.
Straight edge people suck and they're fucking miserable. And everybody who has an XXX tattoo always drinks beer at the bar. I like Oldie, for instance. He's always wasted at the bar. He has a triple X. Do you
Does
have
he really?
Those?
Oldie has a triple X tattoo?
Oh, he has. Steve has one? It's
yeah,
boring, man. Who wants to be with somebody who's straight edge? It's no fun. Babe, don't you like
Chase
being with me because
fun.
You never know what I'm going to be up to next?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, like, I'm a piece of shit, but, like,
you are.
You're wondering what's going to happen to me next.
I am.
And you're going to have fun.
She's holding on.
See? And that's why you're around.
Yep.
And you love it.
I do.
Well, good. I'm going to devote another song to you then. This is the Chili Peppers. And I never really
oh, yeah.
I never really
like
play the Chili Peppers, but like I bought this album in Finland because I was so bored I knew I had a 20-hour flight ahead of me. So I bought a CD Walkman, and I bought the Chili Peppers, and I really love this song.
They're
this
good
is Stadium
at Sunset.
Arcadium, dude. This is
yeah,
fucking
it's
sick. Let's hear it.
Fun. I already heard it.
Hi-Fi kids. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Mm-hmm. That was Stadium Arcadium, which is an appreciated song by me. I fucking
that is a good
it.
Song.
I listened to it over and over on the airplane ride, 20 hours, dude. I took so many fucking red wine and pills.
Mm-hmm. I'll do it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I don't give a F.
Oh, yeah.
Pico, you know when you showed up to Coyote for once? When you were at the parking garage and you took forever?
Yeah.
Well, I went to the bathroom and I took a piss. And then I was noticing people go in and they take a piss. And then they wash their hands. That's stupid. Wouldn't you wash your hands and then piss? Like,
yeah.
Why would you want to touch your dirty hands with your fucking dick and make your dick dirty and then wash your hands?
Yeah, I want to wash
them. You want to wash your
touch
hands?
My dick and be like, hey, bam, you know what I was just doing? Hey, yeah, boy, it's good to see you, bro. Yeah, I just want to, yeah.
It's completely retarded. And people have been doing that for decades.
Decades.
They've been teaching their children how to fucking take a piss and then wash their hand.
Not Don King.
Teach the children well.
Don King washes his hand before he touches his dick.
Yeah. I touched my dick.
It makes sense to
don't
do it that way.
My hands and then finish pissing and then not wash my hands and then still leave.
I try not to touch my dick at all.
The best is to get them bar
we
snacks.
We throw like both hands
everybody
up on
touches
the wall.
Dick,
work it out.
Goes in and gets that Chex Mix and then you can put your hand in and get all their dick germs something around.
All I know is that Steve-O just got tested and he has no diseases, so that means that you could pretty much fuck anybody you want except people in North Philly and maybe West Philly and you'll be A-OK.
And Africa.
Autobody.
And Africa. Africa's filled with AIDS.
Oh, God, yeah.
Everyone has AIDS.
AIDS.
AIDS. Wait, what are you saying? Check one's only 50 seconds long?
5 seconds.
Oh, it must be check two, then.
Okay.
Do we have to say goodbye now, Keith?
I'll give you 30 more seconds.
Mambo's miracle.
Well, I won't stay on long.
Finish your veggies.
No, I'm going to go to the cigar shop and smoke more cigars. This is Narkill. Narkill, later.
Ooh.
Walls, you can dance around and scream to everybody down the hall, but when the bell rings, you will get a late detention from your class, so you can get right down and bend them over, fucking in the ass, pop that cherry, very good, very fine, let me drink some booze, let me have a glass of wine, oh yeah, what time is it now, who's a cow, Raycon's dick and his boyfriend, oh fuck your
radio. That's Radio Bam for this week,
we're done,
tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam!
Radio Bam, everybody.
Radio Bam, every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.